The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Daylight saving time is about to kick off in October. October 4, I reckon it is this year.
Yes. Bring it on, I say.
You love it.
I do love it.
I used to love it.
Until you got into breakfast radio.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now it does not suit my lifestyle one little bit. I'm going to bed and it's like that scene in The Simpsons where Ned Flanders is tucking Bart and Lisa in. And they're like, but there's still kids playing in the streets.
Yep. It's like, good night, kids.
Yeah. That's what I feel like during daylight saving. It's not great. But also it means you and I getting up in the dark and coming to work
again
in the dark.
Yeah.
Which we get like a day or two before daylight saving kicks off where we're coming to work and the sun is just starting
to
light the sky.
That is pretty nice. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
And the plunging back into darkness when we have to get up and go to work is annoying again. But yeah. I love the payoff of those long summer nights.
So a expert, this person who's got qualifications in the field of medical science and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
Someone who knows what they're talking about, they have renewed calls to scrap daylight saving for 2020 in particular.
Oh, here we go. Why?
Because of there's associated health implications for
just gonna let it slide.
When daylight saving kicks in.
What implications could there possibly be?
Well, apparently there's more accidents on the road. There's also a rise in the amount of heart attacks occurring.
How does that happen? How does that have to do with time shifting?
And also cognitive dysfunction. I guess it's all that. Like it's having your sleep pattern thrown into disarray. You go through this week or so of being sort
There's
of
only
tired
a
and groggy.
Week of grogginess though.
Maybe that's enough, Jules.
Well, they say that week is enough to make accidents rise and everything.
Well, maybe for that week. If you got people on the road who didn't get to sleep when they normally do and had to get up an hour earlier than they normally do, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying that's probably the links they've drawn. And so they've said amid COVID-19, these things could be exacerbated a little bit. So they've called for daylight saving to be ditched for 2020.
I firmly stand against this.
The ditching of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Daniel Andrews has come out and said, with full respect to Professor Zimmer, I know he's a very learned gentleman, but no, we're not scrapping daylight saving.
Cool. Because I feel like, if anything, if Dan Andrews decided to scrap daylight saving, there might be riots in the streets of Melbourne.
What, you think?
They've had enough. Especially like the Melbourneites, they've been in lockdown going through the harshest lockdown in the world right now.
But you're assuming, Jules, everyone loves it. Not everyone does.
You are the only person I've met that doesn't like it.
I've spoken to plenty of people who are not a fan of it. I've got an idea for a compromise. We meet daylight saving halfway. We go a permanent change to half hour ahead. That's what I think.
Permanent?
Yeah. So it just stays there. We move one half hour.
I love the novelty of it too.
you just love novelties. You don't
I
care
do.
What it is. It doesn't matter what the novelty is or how bad it might be.
Love a gimmick. That is very true.
Anyway, it's not going anywhere. So be forewarned. It's coming up October 4. I've started getting up earlier recently to ride my bike to work. That was the plan.
Yep.
And now I've kept that early rise routine because I'm hoping it'll soften the blow come daylight saving.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm adjusting my wake-up time back in like 10-minute increments.
I love that preemptive strike.
Yeah, just sort of warm into it rather than a sudden shock.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.